अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर्या जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वो विनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयम् मुनिमानतोऽस्मि। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि तया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय मिलियंस ऑफ दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर ओम नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट स्त्रोत्र श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड सेम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओम विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। नाउ वी आर डिस्कसिंग द ग्रेडुएशन ऑफ भक्त और भक्ति। So, Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta, but pure Bhakta. And after that, Ambarish Maharaj Shuddha Bhakta. And then, Hanuman is Premi Bhakta. More than him, Pandavas are Prem Par Bhakta. And Uddhava is Prematur Bhakta. We have told about Prahlad Maharaj. We have told also about Ambarish Maharaj. And I have told so many times about Hanuman. He is Siddha Bhakta and Premi Bhakta. Ambarish Maharaj, what he was doing here in this world, he has engaged his all senses, living in Mathura Vrindavan. His Upasya Dev is Krishna. Though Hanuman is the servant of Ramchandra, but Ramchandra is not different with Krishna. Same thing, only the difference of past times. Ramchandra is in Karuna Ras. Hanuman always serving him. And I have told so many times. But he cannot give his remnant to Ram. He cannot embrace Ram. He cannot sit on the same asana, same palanka,
same bed
with Ram. When he is alone with Sita, he cannot go there. So, we think Srila Sanatana Goswami has told that Pandavas, Prem Par Bhakta, are more superior. Though I have told, Sriman Madhava Maharaj will speak something in brief. Pandavas, how they serve Krishna. Krishna not there. Krishna serving his devotees, Arjun. Arjun telling, oh, take my chariot here. And then he follows. He washes horses. He does so many services. So he will tell.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances. I look at my Paramaradha Guru Pad Padma, Om Vishnu Pad, Astotra Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Slavamanda Swami Maharaj, and Om Vishnu Pad, Parivrajakacharya Vajya, Astotra Sadasimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Narayana Goswami Maharaj, and my spiritual grandsir, Nityalila Prasthan Vishnu Pad, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and Nityalila Prasthan Vishnu Pad, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Goswami Maharaj. And all I pay my obeisances, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis headed by Kirtanya Sannyasis. Srila Gurudev ordered me to discuss about Prem Para Bhakta. Prem Para Bhakta, they are more superior to Premi Bhakta Hanuman. Just you have heard from Srila Gurudev, although Hanuman serving Lord Ram, Lakshman, Mata Sita Devi, but still, Hanuman cannot sit in the same bed, cannot give remnant of his own to Lord Ram, but for Pandavas, Arjun and Krishna, they eat same plate, together eating. Even they are sleeping same bed. Once, Naradasi came to the capital city of Pandavas, and he went direct to Arjun's bedroom, and he found there Krishna and Arjun both are sleeping in the same bed. Not only that, moreover, Lord Krishna's head and Arjun's head not in same side, opposite side. Krishna holding Arjun's feet and Arjun is holding Krishna's feet. From the core of Arjun is coming Krishna, Krishna, Krishna automatic. Moreover, Arjun Lotus feet is serving by Satyabhama and Rukmini. Other way, Krishna's lotus feet is serving going on by Subhadra Devi and Rupadi Devi. So how intimate are they? Arjun and Krishna, their cousin brothers. What Arjun ordering to Krishna? Krishna told to Arjun, Arjun told to Krishna, Senoyo bhagara madhe ratham sthapami achyuta. Can Hanuman order to Lord Ram? Not possible. Arjun is ordering here, oh Krishna, please drive my chariot in between two soldiers, two armies. Krishna did so. Although, sometimes Arjun doesn't see his universal form, but at the same moment, again he forgot by influence of Jagmaya. What we have learned from in beginning, our spiritual life is Bhagavad Gita. This Gita was told to Arjun by Krishna for all over the world. Because Arjun is eternal associate of Dwaraka. He has known in all these instructions. Through Arjun, Krishna instructs all of us. Among Pandavas, Draupadi is more superior to others, Draupadi and Arjun. Whenever anything needed, Draupadi arranges everything for Pandavas. Once Draupadi meet with queens of Dwaraka, Satyabhama and Rukmini told, oh Draupadi, do you know any mantra? How you control your five husbands? Even we are 16,108, we could not control Krishna. No, I don't know any mantra. What they need, I fulfill their desire before they are asking. They'll give charity, I arrange everything prior to them. Everything I arrange what they want. See, if you do so, then you can control your husband. When Pandavas, along with Draupadi, went for exile, prior to that, they are playing dice. At the time, according to dice rule, when the king is defeated by himself, he has no power to make another bid. But at last, Yudhishthira Maharaj keeps Draupadi as a bid, as a bed. And what happened? At that time, Draupadi was in impure state. According to Vedic tradition, at that time, they will not come anywhere else, only the inside room, will not touch anything, will not serve anyone. At that time, Draupadi snatched by Dushasana by order to Duryodhana. He tried to protect her shyness, because it's mentioned in scriptures, Mani Vyaktina Apamano Mrityutulla. Who is honorable person, if you insult them, this is like their death. And especially, the shyness is ornament of ladies. So Draupadi does not like to come. Due to his impure state, even she is not going to pay her obeisances to Mother Gandhari Devi. Draupadi told so many ways, Dushasana, don't touch me, even I not do pranam to Mother Gandhari Devi. But they are demons, they are not disciplining. Somehow or other, they break her in the assembly. She looked towards Pitama Bhishma, Guru Dronacharya, Dhritarashtra and all husbands. Arjuna and Bhim became very angry, but Yudhishthira Maharaj made them cool. What happened? When he almost he is going to lose his shyness, what she did? He Govinda Raka Sarana Abtav Jivana Hari. Oh Govinda, now my life is danger. Please save me. Immediately. What happened? Sari Khilcheshto Hara Dushasana Sari Galayesan. Dushasana, being 10,000 infant power he has in his arms, he became tired. There is no end of garments. So Krishna is serving Arjun as a charioteer. And he left Draupadi in form of garments. There's no end of garments. After they went exile, once Durvasa Rishi came to Duryodhana's royal palace, Duryodhana feed him very nicely, and then he told us any benediction. Then he told, oh Rishi, if you are happy with me, I am very sorry. My cousin brothers, they are in exile. I want that you will go and bless them. But one condition, will go in the afternoon time, late afternoon. Okay. When Durvasa went there along with the 60,000 disciples, what happened? He came to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira, today I am your guest. You have to serve my disciples, along with me and my disciples. Jesus told, no problem, please go and take bath. In the meantime, we prepare all food stuff, don't worry. Then he called his brothers, then they went to Draupadi. Draupadi told, I am sorry, I could not do. Draupadi had one pot donated by Sun God. Unless until Draupadi not eat yet, he can feed the whole universe. When he ate, after eating, she will clean the pot and keep upside down. Then after the next day, next day he can feed again when sunrise, not before that. Then Yudhishthira and Arjuna all told, oh Draupadi, if you call Krishna, then Krishna will come. If we call, then he will not come. Means Draupadi controlled Krishna more than other Pandavas. As soon as Draupadi called, Krishna appeared there and told, oh Sakhi, I am very hungry, please feed me something. There is a Prabhu, how you are in danger? He said, I don't want to listen to anything. Please feed me first and I listen. Draupadi told, I clean my pot, today not possible, bring your pot. Then Krishna found one piece of spinach. He took and put in his mouth and drink water and told, triptosmi, I am satisfied, I am satisfied. If Krishna is satisfied, what will result? Tasmin tusne jagat tustam prinite prinitam jagat. If Krishna is satisfied, whole world will be satisfied. If Krishna is happy, whole world will be happy. He said, oh, what is the problem? Then he Draupadi told the whole story. He said, know everything. Noemi is asking again. Then, okay, send Bhim to call the Rishi and his disciples. Bhim took club on his shoulder and mustache doing and going by like a military person going on. And the Lord, Oh Durvasa Rishi, why making late? As before, Bhagavatam wear mustache like same time. Oh Prabhu, why did you late? What we are waiting for you. When Krishna called Triptasmi, all of a sudden, Durvasa Rishi and his disciples, his stomach became completely full. Just they had ate something just now, complete full stomach. Durvasa said, if you not go, Bhim has clubs, you crack our head. So by their mystic power, they fly away from there through air, through water, they run away from there. So now question arises in our mind. Durvasa Rishi does not know that Duryodhana has some motivated by other desire and want to finish Pandavas. Yes, Durvasa knows this. Because Duryodhana knows that if Draupadi will not feed by curse of Durvasa, they all will punish. Then they will not come anymore to ask the kingdom. And Durvasa is not a simple person, not an ordinary Muni, is incarnation of Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva always glorifies Krishna and his devotees. By this way, Durvasa is glorified Pandavas, how near and dear he can come to Krishna. There are so many instances. During Mahabharata battle, when in the end of battle, Duryodhana went to in a pond, and the demigods of that pond told Duryodhana, you have to be here today, then I can make your body completely thunderbolt and can kill you. Then Bhim and other dev abused so many ways, so you were coward, this and that, and he came out. Duryodhana, Yudhishthira told, okay, you can choose any one of us, and if you defeat us, then I will take defeat. He said, oh my elder brother, what you told? If Duryodhana fight with you by class, are you able to face with him? Or Duryodhana or Arjuna Nakul Sade by class? Now we are going to win, are you want to lose now? Yudhishthira told, I have told. What to do now? Then Duryodhana very clever, he told, yes, always we defeat king against king. So we have to defeat, we have to fight with king and king, king versus king. Now, Yudhishthira told, now you are going to lose now, getting lost. Then Krishna told Yudhishthira, I told that Bhima is our king. Then Yudhishthira, I told Bhima is our king. Okay, if king, then you all of you to pronounce to him. And Yudhishthira has one power. If he pronounce to his junior, that head will be cracked out and finished immediately. Duryodhana knows this thing. And he told, okay, then you have to pronounce to your king. Because you are his subject, you have respect your king. Another danger. Then Krishna told Yudhishthira, yes, I will behind him and you do your pranam to me, not to him. I will take the pranam. And did so, by this Krishna rescued the whole Pandavas. And then the battle start and he finished Duryodhana. And when this battle was going on, Baladeva went for pilgrimage. He came there. Naradishi told to him, now last battle is going on. According to club fighting rule, you could not fight, hit anyone, your opponent, below the waist. And what he did? Bhim hit here on the thigh, and Duryodhana could not fight anymore. Then Baladeva became very furious and told, I will kill you just now. None can save you from this. Both sides of warrior, none can check you. I will finish just now. Krishna told, oh my elder brother, why you are so angry? Krishna, don't come in between him and me. You could not protect today. Krishna told, oh my elder brother, if I could not do what I can do so I can in between you. He told his injustice. When they give poison to Bhim, when their child, is there justice? When they play dice, is that was justice? Especially when they snatched Draupadi's cloak when she was impure-spirited. That was justice. And according to rule, one will fight another person, not all together against one. When they kill Abhimanyu, our nephew, is that justice? Where you were at that time? If you want pilgrimage, to go now. If you think that only this is injustice, because Duryodhana was disciple, and all this not injustice, okay, I am going away. Go and kill him, I have no problem. Then Baladeva understood that by the resurfacing is what everything happened. He still wanted to take the body and away from this earth, so it's happened going on. So Baladeva became silent, went away from there. By this, even Krishna saved Pandavas. By this way, he served Pandavas so many ways. So many incidents, so many pastimes of Krishna, how they Pandavas with a volunteer to tell him this. If anything good is credited, go to Gurudev. If anything fall, please excuse me.
So you see that Pandavas are more superior. But when Arjun saw Vishwaroop and both army were
under teeth of Krishna.
Under the teeth of Krishna, they were all died. And Krishna told Arjun, be nimitta matra bhava sabya sanchi.
Be instrument only.
I've killed all. Then Arjun saw Vishwaroop and he became very
respectful,
very fearful,
and fearful. And he began to pray him, oh, please take out this
universal
force. I am very much feared. I have told you, Sakha, oh, this is your insult. You are Supreme Lord of Holy Universe. And then Krishna kindly took off his Vishwaroop form. So sometimes Arjun has aspersion mode and he forgets that he is his charioteer and he is his friends.
Friend and cousin brother.
So Uddhav, you know, more superior. Krishna only sends Uddhav to gopis, to Braja, not to any other one. So Uddhav is his prime minister, he is his
advisor,
he is his senapati,
commander in chief,
he is ever Krishna heart even. So he is more superior. But when he went and Krishna sent him to Braja, why he sent? Uddhav knows that I am best servant of Krishna. But I am now feeling so much pain in my heart for gopis and my father, mother, all Brajavasis. So, gopis, in my separation, they tell each other their pain in heart for Krishna. But here, what I am feeling for gopis and for my father, mother and all Brajavasi Sakha, I cannot talk anyone in Mathura. So Uddhav should be sent in the school of gopis where I have learned love and affection. So he must be sent and he should go and be sometimes there and he should learn and then he will return, then I can talk together. Uddhav went and saw Krishna is fully there. And in a glance he saw, as if Krishna was in Braja. The bulls were fighting, and then cows, hemming through their children cobs, as if Krishna was there, all were happy, and gopis were singing the song, Gopinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Gopinda Dhamo Dharma Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti, Govinda Dhamo Dharma Dhaveti. Uddhava went there, and at the time of admission, gopis asked some questions. And if he would have answered that question, then you would have been admitted. But Uddhav cannot answer them. They ask, Krishna, we loved Krishna without any worldly or anything gain. Or love to Krishna was swarthalesh.
Selfless.
And also we know that Krishna was also pure, his love and affection was pure. You should see that what is selfish prem. A disciple, a student goes to his teacher and he's trained. And after that, when he comes to house, he has no connection with Guru. Oh, you see so many birds in forest. When tree is like people or us, Benyain and others, then so many birds are there, taking shelter, taking fruits and insects shade. But when forest is burnt, they fly away to other place. A beggar, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. And when he is given donation something, he not a moment he stays there. At once goes away. Prostitutes, when money is with you and giving, very good. You are honored. Otherwise, she will kick you. So in this way, this is
selfish.
Selfishness. But Krishna was not so. Then how our love and affection was
broken.
Uddhav began to do like this and could not answer. He saw the university, prem universities of gopis. But he was not admitted in the school. Then Uddhav prayed there, Asha Maho Charanare Jusam Ham Sham Vrindavane Kumap Kulmalatau Shadhina Dastujas Dustujang Swajan Arj Patan Chahitva Bheje Mukunda Padaming Sruti Vipramikya. I want to be a dust of gopi's lotus feet. Then I will be what?
Fortunate.
So much fortunate. Because I know that even Suti Vedas, Upanishad mantra, they do so much austerities, but they cannot have like this. So I want to be any cross, blade of cross or anything where gopis going to Krishna in Abhisar, that food dish will be there on my head. So, we see that gopis are how glorious. Now I want to discuss how Krishna took birth in Mathura and in Gokul, both time at a place. Perhaps by the book of Swamiji you know, Krishna took birth in Mathura and then he went to
Gokul
and Nand Baba Yashoda Mai, they
adopt him, nourish him, like foster parents.
But in our Shastra, so many things are told. Can you tell?
Should I describe both births, both Mathura and Vrindavan, telling Gok?
What Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami has told?
প্রেমানন্দ চিঠি লিখেছিল তো হরিজন মায়ের সঙ্গে আর্যন কথা বলার জন্য
প্রেমানন্দকে
প্রেমানন্দ চিঠি লিখেছিল হরিজন মায়ের সঙ্গে আর্যন কথা বলার জন্য আমি এখানে কথা বললাম আমি বন্দনা করছিলাম ফোনে কথা বললাম বললো যে পুকুর আমাদের নেওয়া হয়েছিল ও রেকর্ড হয়ে গেছে
রেকর্ড
ট্রান্সফার করা হবে
So, the topic from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, describing the Janma Lila, the birth pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. And as Gurudev is explaining, there are actually the explanation given in the Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna took birth in the prison house of Kamsa from the womb of Devaki, and his father was Vasudeva. But there is also the understanding that Krishna is eternally the son of Maharaj Nanda and Mother Yashoda, and he took his birth in Gokul, Vrindavan. So how to understand these two narrations? First of all, Sri Shukadeva Goswami explained the birth pastimes of Krishna. In the beginning of the 10th canto, he begins to describe how the earth planet, Bhumi, named Mother Bhumi, she took the form of a cow and she approached the creator of our universe, Lord Brahma, and she had tears in her eyes. She was feeling the burden of demoniac forces on the surface of the earth. And therefore, she was appealing for the help of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Brahma went to the place to inform Lord Vishnu of this problem of the earth planet. And Lord Vishnu, through the meditation of Lord Brahma, transmitted the message that actually, I will be coming personally. I will descend. And all of the demigods, they should also descend onto the earth planet. And in this way, I will solve this problem. So when Sri Krishna descended onto this earth planet, and he also spoke in the Bhagavad Gita, the purpose of his descent, there he also explained that yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bharata abhyuttanam dharmasya tadatmanam shri jamyaham. I manifest myself within this world whenever there is decline in religious activity, dharma, and there is an uprising of adharma. So in order to correct that situation, then I descend into this world. And paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma samsthapanartaya sambhavam yuge yuge. This is my function. Lord Vishnu is telling, that this is my function to descend actually in every single yuga, in every single age, time sequence of our universe. I descend for this purpose to deliver my devotees, those who are on the path of pure spiritual life. Then I come to deliver my devotees, my bhaktas, and also I come to destroy the demoniac forces on the surface of the earth. And in this way, I re-establish dharma. So Lord Vishnu gave this message that he was going to descend onto this earth planet. And then Srimad Bhagavatam begins to describe how Vasudev, who was in the royal dynasty, he was one day driving, he was one day riding on the chariot along with his newly married wife, Devaki. And her brother was named Kamsa. Kamsa was the very, very demoniac, powerful, and evil king who was ruling at that time. So Kamsa, he heard at that time as he was driving the chariot forward, there was a voice that came from the sky, and it described a kind of like an aerial voice. Everyone heard this voice. Oh, Kamsa, you are such a fool. You are driving the chariot of your sister. But you do not know that the eighth child of your sister, he will kill you. And at that moment, because he was so demoniac, Kamsa immediately grabbed the hair of his sister, and he pulled out his sword, and he was just about to kill her. At that time, Vasudev, who was very great and powerful devotee of Krishna, he immediately began to appeal to Kamsa, and in so many ways he just tried to discuss with him, to reason with him. He described knowledge about the soul and about the inevitability that all of us will pass from this body into another body. This is inevitable. But Kamsa was not listening. So finally, Vasudev told him, I will deliver my child as children, as they are born. I will deliver them to you. Because he was thinking that at least temporarily, I should stop that he will kill Devaki at this present moment. So then, Kamsa agreed to this, and then the narration of this history, Sri Shukadeva Goswami begins to describe gradually how Kamsa imprisoned Vasudevi Devaki into the prison house, and he kept them there. And gradually, as all the children were born, one by one, Vasudev kept his promise and delivered them to Kamsa, and mercilessly Kamsa killed these children. So finally, when the seventh child was in the womb of Devaki, then that child actually was an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Anantashesh. Because whenever the appearance of the Supreme Lord happens within this world, his expansion Ananta, he prepares the whole background. So Anantashesh came to the womb of Devaki, but prior to his birth, there appeared to be a miscarriage. But actually, that child was transferred to the womb of Rohini. And Rohini Devi was one of the other wives of Vasudev also. He was a Kshatriya, and he had more than one wife. So Rohini at that time was staying in Gokul, and he was staying there with Nanda Maharaj, who was the king of all the cowherd people, and all the bridge basis. And there, she was being protected. So in her womb came this expansion of actually Baladev, Balaram, who is also known as Sankarshan, because he was attracted to the womb of Rohini Devi. So now, as Devaki became pregnant with the eighth child, now King Kamsa was very anxious. And at this time, because Devaki was pregnant actually with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, in her womb, she began to look very effulgent, very, very beautiful, and very attractive. Everyone could see that there was some kind of special aura and effulgence around her. And as the time was nearing for her to give birth, all auspicious omens appeared all throughout the universe. And all in all directions, there was a general feeling of great happiness. And at that time also, the demigods from the upper planetary systems came. They offered so many prayers to the child within the womb of Devaki. And in this way, now the birth of the Supreme Lord within this world was about to take place. So at the time when the midnight hour came on this final evening, then at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, appeared, took his birth from the womb of Devaki. But he did not appear as a little child. He immediately appeared in his transcendental, youthful, four-armed form of Vishnu, holding the auspicious symbols of Vishnu, and with a very beautiful, decorating with a golden crown, with very beautiful flower garland, looking like a fresh 16-year-old youth. And at that time, his mother, Devaki, his father, Vasudev, they both began to offer prayers to him, and recognizing that he is actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So their praying for Krishna was filled with Aishwarya also. It was mixed with Aishwarya, meaning that they had so much knowledge and attraction to the opulence of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, they addressed him in a prayerful manner. Then, at that time, Devaki began to feel some fear because of her motherly mood and vatsalya mood. She began to feel some fear, and she requested that he should take the form of a little child. And then at that time, Krishna instructed Vasudev that I will take this form of a little child, and now you should immediately take me and carry me out of this prison. By my potency, it will be possible. And you will be able to go to the cowherd village of Gokul. And there is another child taking birth there at the same time. And you should secretly go there, and you should place me there and take the other child here. So then at that time, he took the form of a very beautiful little baby. And Vasudev carried this child immediately. As soon as he took the child in his arms, all the chains that were binding him in the prison fell off of his feet. And the doors of the prison, the big, huge iron doors of the prison, opened wide. All the guards who were guarding outside were fast asleep. And this way, in the middle of the night, Vasudev was able to secretly take his child and carrying him in his arms, go all the way to the river Jamuna. When he came to the river Jamuna and he had to cross beyond this river Jamuna, then he began, there was a slight storm was happening, rain was coming, and the river Jamuna was quite rough. But at that time, as he approached the river Jamuna, now it became calm and he was able to go across the river. But as he was in the middle of the river Jamuna, then the waves of the Jamuna River, they rose up. Why? Because Jamuna Devi is an eternal Sakhi, an eternal gopi of Krishna, and she wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. So at that time, her waves came up, and Krishna suddenly slipped from Vasudev's hands into the water, and immediately Vasudev again picked him up and brought him onto his head and carried him across the river Jamuna. As he came to the other side, now Vasudev approached the village of Gokul. In the nighttime, that evening, there was the birth of Mother Yashoda's child, and the Brijvasis were also there. They were witnessing this event as this child came from the womb of Mother Yashoda. But by Yogamaya potency, by the transcendental spiritual potency of the Supreme Lord, Mother Yashoda, due to the labor of childbirth, she had fallen asleep, and the other Brijvasis also. And it was not known whether or not this child was male or was female child. So when Vasudev came there, he saw, lying next to Mother Yashoda, he saw a female baby child. And at that time, he took Krishna and he placed Krishna next to Mother Yashoda, and he took the baby female child into his arms. And now he proceeded to go all the way back to Mathura, and there he again approached the prison house of King Kamsa and entered the prison. The prison doors closed, and now he was there again as before.
Thank you. Very good. Can you tell the mystery? How he became child?
How he became child.
And how Vasudeva Maharaj kept there and he took a
baby girl.
But actually what happened?
Shri Gurudev has instructed me to explain some of the hidden events in the appearance of Krishna. So, Shripad Padmanabha Maharaj, he has described the events as is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. One time we were with Shri Gurudev in Gokul, and Gokul Mahavan, where Krishna actually was born. And then the Panda there, he was explaining, relating the story as Pujapada. Padmanabha Maharaj is related. So Shri Gurudev, he waited patiently until the Panda finished. And then he was chastising like anything. Your Panda here, you think that Krishna came from Mathura? This is nonsense. It was very shocked.
Now they are changed. They tell like me. That from Mathura, Krishna did not come. Oh, in the womb of Mother Yashoda, he took birth. I told that you are not really Gokul Basi, Braj Basi. You are Mathura Basi. Go to Mathura. No need of him being here.
When Gurudev was awarded the title of Yuga Acharya, so after he gave some Harikatha, and he explained that Radha and Krishna are not married. Shock horror, this is very heavy for the Brajavasis to comment. So, my Guru Maharaj, in his Srimad Bhagavatam, he has related these events as it's explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, of course. But at the end of that chapter, then he explains that in Harivansha, it is described that actually, Yashoda Devi, she gave birth to twins. And we can see from Srimad Bhagavatam in a hidden way. Because Kamsa, when he attempted to kill the little girl, Kamsa came down to the prison. Oh, now the death of my life is coming. Devi is praying, oh, please, please. You know, the voice says that your son, this is a daughter, if you like, when you spare her, then you can marry her when she grows up. Kamsa was so heartless. He grabbed the child, threw on the floor, and immediately she rose up in the sky and appeared as Durga. Actually, she's Yogamaya, but to Kamsa, because he's a demon. She came as Durga, his worshipable deity, and kicked him in the head. You fool, Kamsa! The person who killed you has been born somewhere else. Kamsa was, oh, my deity has come. This voice has fooled me. Those demigods, they're cheating me. So, actually, in Harivansh has explained that. Oh, so at that time in Srimad Bhagavatam it says that this Yogamaya Durga, she's the younger sister of Vishnu. Now how she can be younger sister of Vishnu? If Durga is born of Yashodamaya in Gokul, and Vishnu is born in Mathura, then how can she be sister of Vishnu? It doesn't make sense. So actually this, our acharyas, they've explained that Yashodamaya, she gave birth to twins. Rajendranand and Krishna, and also Yogamaya. And then when Vasudev came, so he brought Vasudev Krishna. And Vasudev Krishna merged into Rajendranand and Krishna. And then Vasudev, maybe he didn't see Yogamaya. Anyway, he took the baby girl, so he didn't understand what was going on. So in this way, my Guru Maharaj also says that according to Mathuvasis, so Krishna was born in Mathura, but on a Braj platform. Actually, Krishna is born in Vrindavan. And Shri Gurudev has explained that. If you want to take up Rag Bhakti, first thing you have to understand, Krishna is born in Vrindavan, not in Mathura. This is, so in, what's that?
Thank you. Very good.
When he said that Devaki Janmavado.
Jayati Jananivaso, Jayati Jananivaso, Devaki Janmavado.
So Janmavado means there's a rumor. It's two meanings. There's a rumor, Janmavado, Devaki Janmavado. There's a rumor that Krishna was born from Devaki. Oh, but Devaki is also a name for Yashoda. So either way, like
can you tell something more?
First of all, I ask my sister and grandma to spend at least thousands of times with the lotus feet of Asmati Atmanarajat and Guru Paramatma, Om Vishnu Pada, Ashtodhar, Satsishnath, Bhakti Vedanta, Narayan Goswami Maharaj. I feel like an honor to my Guru Parampara and to all the sons of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavas. So it's really good day. Would you need to speak a few words about the Rahasya, the mystery of Sri Krishna's appearance in this world? So generally we think that in Mathura there is Janmasthana. Janmasthana means the place where Krishna was born. But we should know that in Mathura, Krishna was not born. In the Srimad Bhagavatam is described, he appeared. That is not birth. Birth is Janma. But to appear in the four-handed form, dressed in flower garlands and ornaments, fully grown, this is not a birth. This is only avirbhav, an appearance. What appearance? Not the appearance of the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead, his original form is Gopavesha Natabara. Gopavesha Venukara Navakishore Natabara. He dresses as a cowherd boy. He plays on a flute. And he's like a very beautiful dancing actor in Vrindavan. He's a cowherd boy. He doesn't have four arms and dressed in all golden ornaments and a crown. So that is the original form. It's called Swayamrup. And this Swayamrup has expansions. So the expansion of Swayamrup is called Vaibhav Prakash, the manifestation of the opulence of the original form. So Krishna, in his Vaibhav Prakash expansion, was not born but appeared in the prison cell of Kamsa to Vasudeva and Devaki. And Krishna, in Swayamrup, his original form, he appeared from the womb of Madhya Yashoda. Now, someone may say, is there any evidence for that? It doesn't seem that Shukadeva Goswami has said this in Srimad Bhagavatam. But actually, surely Shukadeva Goswami has explained all of these things, but in a somewhat covered way that ordinary people would not be able to understand. So we've heard from Pujapad Bhaktanta Neni Maharaj that when Durga appeared to Kamsa, she kicked him in the head, said, "You fool, the person who will kill you has been born elsewhere." At that time, they're in Mathura. So it means the person who will kill you is, has appeared where? In another place, not there in Mathura. Furthermore, just then Durga disappeared. So Shukadeva Goswami described Adrishya Vishnu Anuja. Then the Anuja, the person who was born after Krishna, disappeared. In other words, Madhya Yashoda gave birth to Krishna, and then, Madhya Yashoda gave birth to Krishna, and then a moment later, she gave birth to Yogamaya. Then, when Krishna was born, what happened? There was an umbilical cord cutting ceremony. Was there an umbilical cord cutting ceremony in Mathura? No, because this was not a birth, it was an appearance. But when Krishna was born, there was a ceremony of cutting the umbilical cord. And some Vrijavasis, they saw this with their own eyes, so they'll never believe the words of Mathura Vasis that Krishna was born there. And then, Bhagacharya, he came from Mathura to perform the name-giving ceremony of Sri Krishna. So when Srila Vyasadeva described this in Srimad Bhagavatam, he said, Nandastu Atmajutpane. Definitely Krishna is the natural born son of Nanda Maharaj. Nandastu, definitely the son of Nanda Maharaj. And Gargacharya was describing the qualities of Krishna to his father. And he said, what? Tasmin Nandatmajo Yamate Narayana Samo Gunai. Your son, Nanda Maharaj, will have the qualities of Lord Narayan. Qualities like Lord Narayan. Qualities like Lord Narayan. Not exactly the same, why? Krishna's got more. So here, Gargacharya, he's a Sarvagya, he's all-knowing. And he has spoken this, Shukadeva Goswami has repeated his words, Vyasadeva has dictated them to Ganesh in Bhagavatam. So again, it is stated that Krishna is directly the son of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. As Krishna grew a little bit older, then he broke the vessel with the yogurt and Mother Yashoda became upset and she caught him and she bound him. And when Shukadeva Goswami remembered how Mother Yashoda, the Supreme Lord who controls everything, has come under the control of Mother Yashoda and she's bound him, Shukadeva Goswami was in ecstasy. And he told Prakshit Maharaj, Nayamsu Papo Bhagavan, Devihinam Gopika Sutta, Gyaninam Chakrabhutanam, Yata Bhakti Matamiha. No one, those who identify themselves with the physical body, they cannot have a love that controls Krishna. Those who have Gyan, knowledge that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they cannot control him. How? Like Mother Yashoda. But who is Mother Yashoda controlling? Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinam Gopika Sutta. The son of a gopi. Krishna is the son of a gopi. He's not the son of a Katriya and Katriyani, Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura. So there Shukadeva Goswami. Again, he explained that Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda. It's right there in the Bhagavatam. But unless we study Srimad Bhagavatam under the guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, it is like reading in the dark. You can't understand the Rumini of Srimad Bhagavatam. When Krishna was 5 years old, he was out grazing cows, and one four-headed personality, the head of our sampradaya, Brahma, he came there and tried to steal away the cows and the calves. But actually, he couldn't steal them. Only by yoga maya made him think that he'd stolen them. They were mic expansions of the boys and cows. The associates of Krishna are powerful like him. What could Brahma do to them? Nothing. So at that time, when Lord Brahma thought that he'd stolen the boys and the cows, afterwards he realized that he'd been tricked by Krishna's yoga maya, and he prayed to Krishna, "No midjate prabhakose tadigan moraya." Oh, how can people of this world understand? You are here like an ordinary cattle boy, but with fruit and rice and yogurt in your left, eating with your left hand, as if you have no education, eating with your left hand. And Pashupang Ujaya, you are Pashupa Anga Jaya. You are born from the Anga, from the body of Pashupa, the protectors of the cows. Again, Lord Brahma said, Krishna is not the son of Vasudeva Devaki, he's the son of Mother Yashoda. Krishna became a little older. Now he's 8 years old, and on the night of the Rasa Purnima, Ashad Purnima, he began to play on his flute and call old Rajas. And Krishna joked with them, and after some time, he disappeared. And when Krishna disappeared, Raj Gopis were weeping. What did they say? Jayati te yodipam, jana braja, shayato india, shashadatahi, daita drishatha, dikshuta ukas, tvaidita shavas, O Krishna, Jayati Te Vikam Janmana Braja. Ever since you took your birth in Braja, in Brajagopal, not in Mathura. So gopis, they have topmost authority. Their authority is more than Vyasadeva, more than Srila Shukadeva Goswami and gopis themselves. They say Krishna is Janmana Braja. Na kalu gopika nandano bhavan. Also, na kalu gopika nandano bhavan. Kalu, gopika. definitely you are the son of Mother Yashoda. You are not the Paramatma. So in many verses, gopis have confirmed Krishna is the son of Mother Yashoda. And then at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, there Shishudev Goswami, in ecstasy of love for Sri Krishna, he has narrated, Jayati Janani Vaso, Devaki Janmavado, Yadavara Parishat Swai, Dorvira Sanadarmam. Devaki Janmavada. You know there are so many theories like Mayavad and Dvaitavad. Vad means there is a theory. So also there is Devaki Janmavad. There is a theory that Krishna is the son of Devaki. But actually, this is an idea. It's a point of controversy. The fact is, he's the son of Mother Yashoda. And if anyone will find any evidence throughout Veda and Quran and Upanishad that Krishna is Devaki Nandan, then we'll say, okay, we accept that he's Devaki Nandan. Because in Bhavishya Purana, there it is written, Dwaina ne Nanda Bharyaya Yashoda Devaki Kicha. The wife of Nanda Maharaj has two names. She's known as Yashoda, but sometimes people call her Devaki. So we can say that he's Devaki Nandan.
Thank you. So, you must know that Krishna in full form in the womb of Mother Yashoda and his Vaibhav Prakash in the womb of Devaki. There he appeared four-handed with golden ornaments, crown and so definitely Sukhdev Goswami knows that he is son of Mother Yashoda. But to please Parikshit Maharaj, because he was in Jadubansa, he told outwardly. But when he was absorbed totally in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, oh, he forget. And Nandastu Atmaja Upanne Andishyat Anuja, and so many places he has told like so. Now, when Krishna came, why came? He has told. All the demons at the time of Ravan, Kumbhakarna and all others, they came in the form of kings, Kshatriya king. Like Ravan and Kumbhakarna, they came in the Shishupal and Dantabakra. Kalnemi came in Kansa. Likely, Pandrik Vasudev, Jarasandha, Kaljavan, all were demons. And they were very
heavy burden for earth.
So Krishna wanted to take the burden of this. So when he came in the womb of Mother Yashoda, then what became? Oh, Lakshmi Devi from Narayan Lok, Vaikunth Lok, she came in this world. All kinds of wealth, everything came in Braja, where all trees became so much heavy from fruits and flowers. Kaku birds, kuhu,
peacocks.
And peacock, K means who, mani Krishna, Ka means
Radhika,
singing very sweet, Nandagaon, Barsana, Radhakund, Shyamkund, everywhere so many kunjas, that Lakshmi Devi made it so beautiful. Everything was so like that. Even in Nandgaon, place of or so many kunjas like Kadamba Kunja and in Bhandir Bhat and so many places. So become very beautiful, auspicious. And then Krishna came. When he came, when he saw, Devaki saw that Kansa will come and
kill my son,
he will kill him. So she told, you should be Shishu, a baby boy.
Newborn child.
At that time, Krishna told them that I am becoming boy,
like newborn
baby. But Vasudeva Maharaj, he should take me to Gokul and keep me there and take a
baby girl,
from there. At that time, when Krishna became Shishu, how that Krishna from Gokul
appeared here.
And took Chaturbhuj Vasudev
inside him.
Sometimes Jiva Goswami or Sanatan Goswami also they tell that when Vasudev Maharaj taking boy in his
on his basket. Head in a basket.
In a basket.
And keeping here. And Shankarsan, as a snake, like you are protecting from the shower of rain. And when he was in the middle of
Yamuna,
then Vasudev Krishna returned back to Mathura. And
Brajendranandan,
he came there. And Vasudev, he took that Krishna there because Vasudev Krishna, that is Vaibhav Prakash of Krishna, coming from the womb of Devaki, he cannot go to Gokul. In Gokul, Vrindavan, always Krishna is there. Baldev is there. So he cannot go. So he returned back from there to where? In Mathura. On the Sima, on the
borderline.
And Krishna went there. And what happened that? When he went to Mother Yashoda house, he saw only
baby girl,
and he kept Krishna and took, and rest all they have told all. So Krishna is really in full
son of the
son of Mother Yashoda. You should know. Now,
Baladev is also
Baladev, who was coming from the womb of
Rohini Devi,
Devaki. He was son of Vasudev, Vaibhav Prakash. And
who was in womb of Rohini.
Rohini, from Rohini, when he took the womb of Devaki
and transferred into Rohini Devi,
there in the womb of Rohini, Baldev
of Braj,
he was present there. Yes. And that Devaki Nandan
emerged
in him.
Yes. How could Vasudev and Devaki think that Baladev is their son?
Oh, because
Rohini is the queen of Vasudev Maharaj.
That is correct, but Devaki then not mother.
Not mother, by step mother. Have to go step by step.
Devaki knows. Devaki knows anyhow.
Because they were telling Mathura Basu, you are the son of Devaki.
And Devaki Bhimata to?
Yes.
Vasudeva Mahajari to?
Because after that joke, Maya, this thing was declared that the Devaki womb has been given to Rohini mother. So it was like that. Now, what is the time?
We have two presentations and magic show.
Achha. Then, how Putana came,
tomorrow.
Trinavart and others, we will. Next day. Oh, you?
December.
What?
Magic show first.
He wants to tell book to distribution then.
Okay.
And any drama play?
No.
Very.
Be ready. They're fast.